broadcasting from the Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Studios. You'd rather be here. We are KCIM.
It is 8:06 Wednesday morning, man. Stupidly beautiful outside today, Nathan. It's just gorgeous out there. Going to be temps in the 70s, and right now we're at 52 degrees, so enjoy it. What are we doing indoors?
Oh, we've got some folks from the chambers, Kimberly Tiefenthaler and Ashley Shablin. It's been a while.
It would be rude to leave them in here while we went outside. No,
if we have to be inside, so do they. So.
We can handle it. We can take over.
Can you? That would be sweet.
You want to run the boards, John and I will take a nap.
Interesting, wouldn't it?
Speak for yourself, Ashley.
We'll let you decide which one wants to do news and which one wants to do the other stuff. So, but Kimberly and Ashley with the Carroll Chamber in studio with us here this morning. It seems like forever since we talked to you guys. It was just before RAGBRAI, so it's only been like a little over a month, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. RAGBRAI got over and we just fell off the face of the earth, right?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know where you guys disappeared to, but...
catching up.
It is. So let's talk RAGBRAI and all of that. You guys had a wrap-up meeting at the end of August. How did everything go? What did everybody think?
We did. We had a great...
I'm going to have you step over a little closer to the mic.
We had a great wrap-up meeting with the folks from Des Moines RAGBRAI and, very complimentary of our committee. That pulled it together, and then, of course, the extended committee of volunteers and such. But Carroll overall did a phenomenal job, and, it's a heavy lift, but we did it. We knew we could. Mm-hmm. And, we had people calling the very day of, actually, still willing to host people. Hey, do you still need someone? So, people really stepped up, and we were able to really get people placed, and we just appreciate that. I know we've said thank you, but you can't say it enough. So Ashley took the lead inside of our building on RAGBRAI, did a phenomenal job. I know she doesn't want me to say that too much because she's humble, but seriously, it is a heavy lift, and there was a lot going on. So. But a lot of great volunteers surrounding us.
Oh, there's a time to be humble. There's a time to not, Ashley. So just don't be humble now. Carroll did pull it off. Let's talk what RAGBRAI kind of said. Did they give you any indication like, hey, we want to come back in the near future? What did they say to us about potentially future hosts?
They love Carroll, and we heard all along that we're one of their favorite communities to work with. And it's because of our people here. We got things done because we had great volunteers. We always do, no matter what we do. So, it'll come back here, hopefully not too soon. Let us breathe a little bit. But I expect, I think a lot of times it's been 10 to 12 years. I think we might get looked at a little earlier now. The RV parking comes up a lot in conversations. I think we had over 600 parked around Carroll that day. It's going to be hard for smaller communities to do that with all those RVs. So our size of community is going to be looked at, no doubt.
Yeah. And you bring in 50-ish thousand people to the community, and one question that comes up a lot is the financial aspect of it. And it sounds like you guys managed to get all the bills covered, which is, in today's RAGBRAI world, not always that common for communities of our size.
Right. So, again, we're thankful for people who stepped up. We had sponsors that made all the difference in the world on our financial situation. And all bills pretty much are all in, all paid. We're setting good. It's not a huge moneymaker. There's still, if we want to reimburse everyone for their cost and expense, we'd be giving the city of Carroll money. We'd be giving our EMS folks money. It would go on and on. So there's still a lot of people that have in kind have certainly given a lot, but, mm-hmm. We will be able to make donations to some of our nonprofits. So
well,
we're
that's
looking
cool.
forward to that.
Anything left over at that point, I think, is a great job. But after state baseball, then RAGBRAI on top of that, how long did it take you guys as a staff to recover?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We definitely had some days where we took a lot of deep breaths and stuff. But, inside our walls, there's not a lot of slowdown. We always have stuff going on. Mm-hmm. So that's what we love about it.
Right.
And so you'll be kind of, to me anyway, wrapping up one of the busiest summers in recent memory in terms of programs and events. It'll be tomorrow night. Live and Local is back in downtown. The last one on the schedule, as far as I'm aware, anyway. So is that kind of the finish line for you guys for the summer as well?
And by the way, is Scott Kirkhart good playing? Or is it, what's the update on him?
He is not. We have 2.5 guitars is on. They're replacing Scott in September. Just not quite ready for the live and local yet. We had 2.5 guitars. If you remember, they started our live and local this year, but it was the rain date, so they didn't get to play the entire time. So they were very willing, and we appreciate that. So they will be on the stage tomorrow night down there. So, yeah, it is a fun way to wrap things up. I mean, live and local has taken off. It's a huge event for our community. People love it. I think it brings everybody together. And
what are you guessing for attendance on that event?
You know, we've tried to take stabs at it. There are times when we think, you know, there's got to be close to 1,000 people here. When you just see, you know, the sea of people, especially they pack in the back quarter of the, the street.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a guess, but it's they're great attended events.
So. Yeah.
I would never have guessed that a Thursday night downtown music program would pull 1,000 people, right? That blows me away every time I see it, and it catches me by surprise. You guys post pictures. You do a great job from you, Ashley, doing the photographs. But it's shoulder to shoulder, and it constantly catches me by surprise. Do you guys ever get used to that?
It's been really, I remember talking about those and like, will people come, you know, you know, if we do this and stuff. And it turned into more of a family event. We talk a lot in our office about that. That is not what we thought it was going to be, but to see the kids and the young families all running around, coming down for food and music and stuff. It's just everything you want it to be, really, of the event. We was also, we should mention, Thursday DMAC is doing a Build-A-Bear workshop for the kids. They have 50 bears. The first 50 kids will get a free bear down there that day.
Is there an
day.
Age limit on and, that? Can Nathan not come down?
I have, John, you know, John, you can do one. I have not seen that. They said 50 bears. They did say kids, but...
Well, I can muscle those kids out of the way, no problem.
But, you know, there's people that want to partner with it, too, and have ideas just to kind of add to the event. So that's been really fun. You know, we've had some art and, you know, CYP's done the golf. It's one of those events that I really believe will continue to grow.
Yeah, live music has been fantastic for lots of area towns. Yep. A lot of them do it because it works.
Yep.
It's so much fun.
Yep.
Speaking of music, Band Day is coming up, too.
Yeah, and, see, we never slow down, John.
And
there's
always
something.
And see, the city of Carroll was kind of rude and ruining the first parade route, right? Adams Street all torn up.
Yeah, I was like, oh, shoot. I sat at my desk one day, and I was making plans, and I was like, oh, yeah, so our route doesn't work. Dang it. But, Adams Street with the closures there, we do usually come south there a little bit. So instead, we're going north. We'll start north of, you know, the Adams Elementary building up there and then kind of come in and finish just like we always do. We have 12 bands registered right now, which we're really excited about. And then we also have Iowa Central's college band from Fort Dodge is coming down to join us this year. He has wanted to do that. Their director just hasn't worked because of football and stuff, and they actually are in an event in Sioux City later that night, so they're going to come down, march in the parade, do a field demonstration. They already have plans to eat lunch in Carroll that afternoon before heading to Sioux City, so that'll be fun. It's always fun when we can add a little something. I think we're at about 40 float entries right now. We need some more. It's great to have, the more floats we have, the better, because we can put them in between the bands, which helps our judges on the trailer, helps our bands have a little breather. So I encourage everybody. It's our 66th year, so it's a Route 66 theme. So be creative, get your checkered flags out, your old cars. Registration's open on our chamber Facebook page and website. You guys share it too. So get your team, your businesses, your organizations together and get registered.
How
it's
do
a
they
fun
get
day.
Registered?
It's online, an online link. We do have forms at the chamber too. If they need one, they can come down and pick one up and fill out, but it's all online. Visit
who does
visit
paper
the,
anymore. Come
I
on.
Know, right? Yes.
What's but, just go to carrolliowa.com.
Yep, and it's right there on the front page of our website, and it actually is pinned to the top of our Facebook page too. So but just encourage people to get involved. It's a fun day. I know both schools have their cheerleaders in, so they'll be doing some cheers down there, get everybody excited. And
what's the date for that again?
Yeah, September 30th.
September 30th. So end of this
30th.
Month. So.
Yep.
We got to move on and talk about some other things here real quick. Latest update on Hub 712. What do you got for us, Kimberly?
So we are going to do that virtual launch. We were talking about about, Nate. We're doing that. I just met with Austin from Fusebox yesterday, finalizing a lot of things on all of our social media, everything social media you can think of. We're getting that pulled together. Austin's been great help in getting that done, but that virtual launch will take place the beginning of October. So we're pulling together content to make sure that we have content that really grabs the eyes of people, those entrepreneurs and business owners. And we've been meeting with the counties that are involved in our project, and the excitement from those economic developers is very encouraging. You can definitely, you can feel that the need is there, and we're doing something that's meeting the need. So I'm not going to lie, that's a great feeling to know that you're on the right page.
And you've got a ton of different groups and organizations involved with this. For folks who maybe don't remember or can't pull it off the top of their head, just kind of remind us of all the different resources and experts are going to be available through Hub 712.
So UNI has a program called Advance Iowa, and Advance Iowa is very much in partnership with Hub 712. They specialize in business succession and transition, but other things as well. So, you know, if you're a business that needs to think about transitioning, like a lot of us do, then, you know, we have that resource available for you. Everything's confidential, of course, but it really gives you that opportunity to have that a very structured conversation just to get you on the right page and get you started in those thoughts. And then also cooperative employee buyouts. So that's not the same as an ESOP. So something different, something to check into and have that conversation as well. But beyond Advance Iowa, we have the Small Business Development Center, of course. We have an organization called Rural Ideas Network that has a lot of virtual resources that will be online, counselors that will meet virtually with our folks that specialize in different things. You know, a lot of businesses stay in that startup stage, that stage one, for a long, long time, and they need to boost themselves out of that into stage two. So we're making sure that that's one of our focuses as well. So, and there's other resources. Iowa State Extension and Outreach and Community and Development is part of it as well. And there's others as well.
Are you hearing from any entrepreneurs out there? I mean, even though you're not even open for business quite yet, but are you starting to hear, say, hey, let me know when you're open because I want to talk to you about this?
Yes, actually, we have two of our largest offices. Private offices are already filled. And I did get a call the other day.
Can you tell us who?
No.
Okay.
You knew the answer to that, John.
I did, but I had
always
to
try.
Ask.
That's their story to tell. So we're excited to get them in place. They are both startup businesses, of course. And, you know, so our intention is to have those spaces available and then to graduate people out into other commercial spaces. So to help them start, grow, and then move on and make space for new up-and-coming businesses.
So we've talked a lot about the virtual launch of it, but we've kind of overlooked a little bit the physical structure of it. And it seems there that the work is basically all finished, correct?
It seems, yeah, until you go inside, right? I'm going to tell you, Jeff Royland and Western Iowa Networks got on it as far as painting the outside of the building and everything like that. That really came together very quickly. On the inside of it, there isn't a ton that we need to do, you know, no heavy renovation, but we do need to do some things. So we're working on getting that done. I'll tell you, if we had an endless pot of money, I would rip the interior of that building out and restore it back to the way it was. Because when you take out those ceiling tiles and you look up and see those huge two-story arched windows that have been mm-hmm. covered up, it's like, oh, I wish.
Yeah.
Maybe someday.
Just aesthetically, that would be
awesome.
Way cool. So we got to move on to some other things real quickly. Any kind of fall promotions coming up that you guys want to talk about at all? I know you've got Night Shift coming up here from Wasted Grain, right?
Yeah, Night Shift tonight at Wasted Grain. That's from 4:30 to 6:30. We'll do a ribbon cutting there because they're new chamber business. And so we're excited to see their new space and share it with our community. So, yeah, come on down and join us. We always say it starts at 4:30. You leave work a little early and everybody likes a cold drink on a Thursday, right?
4:30 is a guideline only. You can make that a little earlier.
It's actually Wednesday, right?
Yeah, Wednesday, I guess. Wednesday. Yeah. We're only at Wednesday.
Right. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Okay.
This week, yeah.
Starting way early.
Yes.
Anything else coming up this fall, though, that we're talking about? I mean, Moonlight Madness and all that's going to be coming up in October. And
yeah. We said there's no slowdown. We always have things going on, but we'll get through Band Day, and then, we'll hit the holiday shopping season. It's coming right up. So, lots going on.
We're in the process of revamping our Choose Carol. If you remember that was launched a few years ago, before even Ashley and I were on board. So we are in the process of revamping that and going to relaunch that.
Now, when you say revamp, what are you guys doing?
We're changing it. It was hashtag Choose Carol. It's going to look different, a little bit different. We're dropping the hashtag because that's not quite as popular as what it
used
to be.
Not hip anymore with the kids.
We're modernizing things and
changing some colors.
To match our new color scheme with the new logo and such. But also, I want to mention Roseanne and the leadership class. That filled up very quickly. She thought she was behind because of RAGBRAI and how things get pushed off.
Yeah.
But I tell you, I was amazed at how quickly that filled up, and it's actually even a little overbooked right now, but she took on a few extras. And so thank you, everyone, for the support
we're,
of that.
We're giving
program.
Her a hard time. She can't tell people no. Yeah. Roseanne just kept taking it. But, right. That starts in September. Just a fun program.
How many years has that been going now? It's 20-some?
Yes. I should know that off the top of my head because I brag about it, how long they've been doing it.
It's been a fantastic program for Carol. And everybody that's gone through it, I've heard, said they really enjoyed it and they learned a lot from those classes.
Definitely.
So, if you ever want to get some of that going into the future, just contact Carol Chamber of Commerce. So, guys, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it and look forward to doing just one event at a time now. Would that be
Yes.
Okay. Ashley would appreciate one event at a time.
That'd be great.
Kimberly Tiefenthaler, Ashley Schabel joining us here this morning from the Carol Chamber of Commerce.